Hi, I'm Marshall Younger, writer and director for Adventures in Odyssey. I was privileged enough to be a part of a historic occasion when we had many of our Odyssey actors and producers together to celebrate the 500th episode of Adventures in Odyssey. Join me as we peek into some of what happened on that special day. First up, we have Paul Herlinger, the voice of Wit, talking about his favorite episode.
The one that jumps right into my mind is Clara. Clara. I think that was the first episode. I wasn't here. I hadn't been here too long, but I think it was the first episode where I felt that Wit had more dimension to him than I'd experienced up to then. Come on now.
Wait. These are for you.
Oh, your coins?
Now you can always remember me and remember to be brave.
Okay.
I love you
too, Clara.
Walker Edmiston, voice of Tom Riley, also had a favorite. He had a deep friendship with Hal Smith, the actor who originally played Wit, and this friendship led to a special scene.
I must mention episodes that have meant so much in our life. The Mortal Coil.
An imagination station adventure about death?
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, really? Well, they said you cried out.
The program startled me at first, that's all.
Why?
Because...
Wit?
It was all there, Tom. Scenes, people, places. Things I thought I'd forgotten about.
I don't understand.
No, I'm not sure I do either.
I don't like it, Whit. I just don't like it one bit. It sounds dangerous.
Oh, Tom.
No, I am serious. You're messing around with something you have no business with.
It's only the imagination station.
I don't care what it is.
The feelings between Hal and I, being close friends... We brought something to that show that you just don't normally in acting unless the true emotions get in there.
When Hal Smith died and the character of Wit headed to the Middle East, the Odyssey team did something unique to keep the character of Wit alive. Townsend Coleman, who plays Wit's son Jason, remembers this process.
They came up with the two characters, my character Jason, Wit's son, and Jack Allen, played by Alan Young. And what was great about it, the way they had crafted this, was they took the character of Wit and sort of cleverly took his character traits and divided him into two people, into two characters. As his son, I embodied, I think, the sort of inventive, creative, impulsive, kind of adventuresome side.
They're playing tough, but you know what? I can play tough, too.
And Jack embodied the age and the wisdom that Wit had.
It's been my observation that, like you can't move forward or backward with Katrina, you're in the same position with Jesus.
And so the two of us, I think, split Wit duties there.
Alan Young, who plays Jack Allen, also remembers this time of change.
They weren't replacing Hal, they said, but they were creating a character that would maybe have the same feel as Hal had. They thought I would have that feel. So I went over and read, and they said, yes, we'd like you to do it. It was Jack.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about Curly Q nozzles, would you?
No. I always made Curly Qs without one.
Oh, I see. You mean you know how to do it by hand, too?
Who do you think taught Wit?
There were other times when the Odyssey staff had to deal with changes in our actors' lives. Here, David Griffin, who played Jimmy Barkley, talks about one incident that would change Jimmy's future. Then Paul McCusker, executive producer, gives his take on the same incident.
There were a couple other kids who were a little bit older than I was, and their voices had changed, and it was well known that once, as a boy, your voice changed, that's it. You're, bye, nice working with you, it was a pleasure knowing you, there's the door, you know.
Well, it wasn't quite
well,
that
not
cold.
Quite that cold, but I was trying everything when I was going into these sessions, to keep it up in the high register, and this one day, it felt like there were 90 people in the studio. I think there were four or five of us in the actual recording room, and quite a few people in the sound booth. And I believe my line was I was supposed to scream at Donna, you know, Donna, and it went, Donna! And there was just this, I've never heard silence like that before. And nobody could look at me, you know, no, and I felt this queasy, oily feeling in the pit of my stomach. And for people who don't know what it's like working in a recording studio, there's a soundproof glass that separates you between the people in the engineering room, and the only way you can hear them is when they push a button to talk through the microphone. Well, all I could see was people whispering back and forth, and it was horrible, and it felt like it dragged on for just this endless amount of time. Nobody was looking at me. Nobody was saying anything. And finally, he comes on the mic and, I don't know, goes back off of it and doesn't know quite what to say. And
you can hear that click.
Yeah, you can hear that click. And then he comes on and it's just, oh, Dave.
Oh,
Dave. I was like, wait, no, I can do it again. And I tried like three more times and it just kept cracking. And I was positive that that was it. And I think one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life was that you guys kept me on.
So what kind of strange things have been happening to you?
Never mind.
Does one of them have to do with your voice?
No.
That was a hallmark, because I know you guys could have found, you know, another kid that sounded like me, and it just always, I mean, still when I think about it, it just makes me so happy that I got to stay, you know.
I was living in England at the time. And I remember the day that I talked to Phil on the phone, and he, you know, the kind of the tone you get when you say, you know, something terrible has happened. I mean, this is life changing. Your world will never be the same. And he kind of took on that tone and attitude when he said, David's voice has changed. And I remember feeling devastated, because I thought, really? Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're talking about it. We're discussing it now, but just wanted you to know, because you're working on some Barclay shows, and wow, you just need to know that that's what it is, but you might want to pray about it.
One of my favorite parts of working for Adventures in Odyssey is talking with the fans of our show. Here, Paul Herlinger has a story where he has a meeting with a fan.
My funny story that I keep telling didn't really happen in the studio, and you've probably all heard this one. When we did a live show in Anaheim a couple of years ago before a convention, and big audience, Odyssey fans, and after it was all over, we all went to the back of the room to talk to the fans and to sign autographs, and this wonderful little old lady came up to me and told me how much she enjoyed my being with, but she'd always thought that I was taller.
Katie Lee, voice of Connie Kendall, also had an interesting moment with fans. It happened at the Focus on the Family headquarters in Colorado.
Do you remember when Will and I went out to Focus to sign autographs?
Yeah.
And Dave Arnold's given us a tour and all this, and I'm really impressed because it's so awesome. And I have my camera, and we're down in the... It looked like the basement where the recording studios were. And I looked down the hall, and they go, that's where Dr. Dobson records his radio show. So I walk down the hall, and it's like slope. So I'm like, man, we're really down in the bowels of this building. So I go over, I sit at the desk, and the microphone's there. I go, Will, come here. Pretend like we're interviewing or something. You know, pretend like, you know, we're sitting at his desk. And I'm goofing off, and I look over. And there's this plate glass window with a tour sitting in the theater seat. And I go, and I run out of there. I thought nobody was there, just me and Will. And there's a whole bunch of people. And the lady running the tour knew me because she had moved out with you guys from Pomona. Yeah. And she's like, well, that was Katie Lee who played the Dr. Kendall. That was so embarrassing. That was very bad. I thought I was being sneaky. So let that be a lesson to you. Someone is always watching. In fact, it could be an entire audience.
In our final clip, announcer Chris Anthony has a little fun with the closing wrap-up for the 500th show.
Congratulations, Adventures in Odyssey, on 499 wonderful episodes. You know that last one needs a little work, okay, guys? Anyways, we'd like to express our gratitude to you, our listeners, for supporting us all this time. You guys really got to get out more. Do you have any thoughts on our first 500 shows, or maybe those last 500 that we're going to do? Why don't you write? We'll steal your ideas. Why don't you tell us about them? Our address is... you know it. Anyway, Adventures and Odyssey's... Nah, forget it. Adventures and Odyssey is my show now, and I'm going to star in all the parts. Okay, Adventures and Odyssey is over. Bye.